The scripture of this service is Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 9. Do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 9,000 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Samoa, Fiji, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Finland, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and the local sanctuaries in Korea, and the members who are attending this service through satellites and the internet, and GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers. This is the second session on the law of sowing and reaping. In the last session, I talked about the process of sowing and reaping in comparison with actual farming. We discussed that we first have to cultivate our heart field by keeping the commands that tell us to cast away and not do certain things. Also, by keeping the do's and keep's commands, we have to sow the seeds. To take care of the seeds that have been sown is to worship and pray to God and also to rejoice and give thanks in all things. All we diligently conduct the spiritual farming as above, we will be able to bear God-pleasing fruits abundantly. We will bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the Beatitudes, and the fruits of spiritual love. These people will be loved by God and they will receive whatever they ask. This is the essence of the law in sowing and reaping. This is the basic principle for us to receive blessings in both physical and spiritual aspects, not just words. You have to practice these principles. From today, I will talk about the details of how to sow the seeds and care for them so that we can receive financial blessings in particular. So, in this year of blessing and harvesting, I hope that you will abundantly reap. Through this message, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may sow and reap the way God pleases, so that you can receive not only material blessings, but also all the desires of your heart. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in order to receive overflowing blessings, first of all, we have to circumcise our heart. It means we have to cultivate our heart field. As is the case with all other kinds of blessings, we first have to cultivate our heart field in order to receive material blessings. That's because we can have spiritual faith only to the extent that we cultivate our hearts. In order to reap whatever we sow, we have to sow by faith. Without faith, we cannot experience the works of God. Without faith, we cannot please God. Also, even though we sow the same kind of seeds, those who have greater faith will be able to harvest more crops. And this faith is not just faith as knowledge in head, but the spiritual faith in the heart. We can't have spiritual faith just because we want it. We can have it only when God gives it to us. You may have fleshly faith, but the spiritual faith cannot be given to you just because you want it. If you can, then you will say, I want to be a president. I want to be the entrepreneur. Then you will receive answer. God gives us greater faith to the extent that our heart is sanctified. The more we circumcise our heart, cast away sins, and accomplish sanctification, the more spiritual faith we will have, and thus the more material blessings we will receive. That's why 3 John 1 verse 2 says, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. Beloved, when the Bible says beloved, it means it is the it shows that the word of blessing will follow. Father God tells us to seek whatever we want. Then when we are called a children, beloved, then we can receive whatever we want from God. So beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. As our soul prospers, in other words, as we cultivate our heart field into good soil, we will prosper in all things and we will be healthy. So you are the witnesses. Those of you who live by the word of God, you, not only you, but also your family members, all healthy. You've never been to hospital. You don't take medicine. You've never been in an accident. We have so many members. But, I mean, it's natural to have many members who are in car accidents. But even though your car is wrecked, your body is protected all the time, especially your head. Father God protects your head all the time, and your bones have never been broken. Even if your car is wrecked, you have been protected, and you have been witnesses to it. We believe in such good God, not only with lips. We experience God and believe in this good God. But that does not mean we can receive blessings only after we are completely sanctified. As I explained before, even though we have not gone into spirit, we can receive pressed down, shaken together, and running over if we sow by faith. But those who have come into spirit will receive 30 or up to 60 times more. And those who go into whole spirit can receive 60 or 100 times more blessings. There is a great difference in the measure of blessings given between before and after we go into spirit. Also, even though we haven't gone into spirit yet, as we try our best to sanctify ourselves in our measure of faith, we'll receive blessings and answers to what we ask one by one. Then, we'll be able to have increasingly greater faith. We often hear the testimonies from our members saying that they encountered trials or tests that were brought upon them without cause, but they passed them with only goodness and they received blessings. They receive not only spiritual blessings, but they also receive financial blessings that are completely different in measure than before. For example, when the sales of a believer increases, her co-workers become jealous and give her a hard time. They leave her out or act rudely toward her. They may even slander her behind her neck. In this situation, what do you suppose one of our church members would do? She would not have any hard feelings or resentment, nor would she stand up against them with evilness. She would rather humble herself more and serve them more. When she continually acts with goodness, even those who were jealous of her are moved by her and changed. When she passed the test with goodness, her spiritual faith increased, and her sales also increased as well. She received much more in financial blessings than before. In accounts like this, we often hear testimonies that people received greater blessings as they move forward in the process of sanctification. There are many cases similar to the following as well. There are those who attend church for a long time but compromise with the world. But when they repent of their behaviors and change into the truth, they begin to receive blessings. Even, I mean, before they repent, all problems arose. But after repented and changed, all the problems were solved and their life has been prosperous. We have listened to such many testimonies. For example, some people receive the title or deacon, but still they smoke and drink or commit some works of the flesh. But then they make up their mind to change and try to put the word of God into practice. Then the grace and strength of God comes upon them and their lives begin to change. As they depart from darkness and change into spirit, their physical situations also change. They may solve some long-lasting problems in their business. Their family or children's problems are solved. They receive many kinds of blessings like this. As explained, not only for financial blessings, but also to receive answers to your heart's desire. The first thing you have to do is to circumcise the heart. In other words, we have to cultivate our heart field. So in the Sunday morning service, we are learning how to cultivate our heart. So, and it has very close, you know, relationship with this, you know, Sunday evening service message, okay? So we can accomplish sanctification as we live a changed life in the truth. This means we have to prepare a fertile land. We can harvest a lot when we sow in this fertile field. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the second secret in sowing and reaping is to completely keep all of Sunday holy and giving proper tithes. Keeping Sunday holy and giving proper tithes is the most basic of basics in Christian life. I don't have time to explain about them all over again. Please refer to the previous sermons that I delivered before. But let me, in a briefly, go over it now here. Keeping the Sunday holy is acknowledging the spiritual authority of God. So, in the keeping the Sunday holy means acknowledging the sovereignty of our God the Father. It is the minimum act of faith to prove that we are children of God who believe in Jesus Christ. Those who do not keep Sunday holy cannot be protected by God, even when the enemy devil and Satan brings tests and trials to them. Because, you know, they do not acknowledge the sovereignty of God the Father. So, even though they sow the seeds, they will face some misfortune and will not be able to harvest the fruit. The members of this church keep Sunday holy, and when they do so, they are protected by God, right? For all year long, no diseases come upon them, no disasters come upon them. And whatever they pray for, they receive answer for that. It's true, isn't it? Raise your hand if it's true. I have experiencing it. Raise your hand. Look around. Second floor and second sanctuary. Raise your hand. Third sanctuary. Fourth. Sixth. Nursing rooms. Look at this. We are experiencing this. Just as God said, when we keep the Lord's Day holy, we receive protection from God. We are protected from any kind of accidents. There are so many accidents in this world. But we do not face disasters. We do not suffer from sickness or diseases. We don't take medicine. Your family members protected. Even though the swine flu was sweeping all over the world last year, you didn't get it. Even if you got, you know, swine flu, you were healed after receiving prayer. Even though so many people gather together and pray in loud voice, thousands of people, even young people, old people, we gather all together and pray, praying out loud, but nobody got swine flu. We are protected like this.
So,
So even though they sow the seed, they will face some misfortune and will not be able to harvest the fruit. It means they do not receive blessings. To give tithe is the act of faith that acknowledges God's sovereignty in all material aspects of our lives. Father God created the all heavens and the earth at His word. And silver and gold, everything belongs to God. It is to also acknowledge that all things in heaven and our earth belong to God, and all our blessings come from God. No matter how hard we may pray and ask for blessings, God cannot bless us unless we keep Sunday holy and give proper tithes. So, the Bible clearly says this. You may test on this to see whether God opened the gates of heaven and poured down blessings onto you. If you believe in God, you will obey God. If God does respond with blessings, it is against His justice and Satan will object to it. God can bless us only when we ask by faith while acknowledging the sovereignty of God by keeping the Sunday holy and giving proper tithes. So last year, and 2 years ago, I delivered a message about tithes. And those who started to give proper tithes, they started to receive abundant blessings. They started to receive blessings that they didn't use to receive. Their properties were sold, they were promoted in a situation they couldn't be promoted. Even though many people were laid off, they got promoted, and their tithes increased. So last year, some people, they started to give tithes double than before. It was done by the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters, do you think we will have less income if we take a day off and give one-tenth of our income? If we have faith, there is never a loss. Even though you do not operate on Sunday and have no income for that day, God can give you the income equivalent of 7 days during just 6 days. In Exodus chapter 16, we read God gave the sons of Israel manna in the wilderness. Every morning when the people went out, there was manna that tasted like wafers with honey, and they gathered it according to each day's deeds. If they left part of it until morning, it became foul and maggot-infested. But before the Sabbath, they could gather twice as much of the manna, and there was no problem with it for the 2 days until the Sabbath was over. Some people violated the command of God and came out to gather the manna on Sabbath day, but found nothing. Likewise, even though we do not work on Sundays, the Almighty God can give us the income for the whole period of 7 days in just the 6 days of the week. Furthermore, we are protected in spirit and body, so we will not suffer any unnecessary loss. Father God protects us from thieves and diseases and accidents. What a great advantage it is. And Father God blesses our business. Unexpected expenditures due to illness and accidents take up so much of the unbelievers' incomes. But you don't suffer from such a loss. And this in itself is a great blessing. Also, tithes are like the seeds that you save for the next year's farming after the harvest. The farmer selects the best grains as seeds from the harvest he gets. Even though he has nothing to eat, he never eats those grains to be used for seed. If they eat up the seed just because they are starving now, they have nothing to sow and farm during the coming year. In the same way, God's children have to give the tithes before all other things. We must not give our tithe out of whatever is left after we spend for ourselves. We give to God first. Also, we cannot interchange the purpose of tithes and offering. If we give thanks offerings or for charitable works with the tithes, it actually means we didn't give tithes. Actually, keeping the Sunday holy and giving tithes are directly related with our salvation. So actually, the message about them had to be preached every year. But we have so many other spiritual messages to preach, so I cannot deliver messages on them with greater frequency than that. So usually once a year I deliver them. So I had a chance to deliver messages on tithes and keeping Sunday holy, starting with the end of year, before last, until the beginning of last year. And since then, there were many testimonies. Those who had not been giving tithes properly or keeping the Sunday holy began to keep the word after listening to those messages, and they began to receive the tremendous blessings. And the financial blessings of this church has been gratefully approved. So when you live by the word of God, you started to receive blessing, and it also brings great financial blessings to this church as well. For example, there was a believer who had opened a restaurant, but for several months he had financial difficulty. In the meantime, he listened to the messages on proper tithes and offerings. Before that, he sometimes gave tithes and at other times he didn't, but he made up his mind to give proper tithes. From the time that he started to separate his tithe from each day's income, God began to work that very next day. The daily number of his customers doubled. Malachi 3:10 says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. As God said, test me in this. God let him experience God's work. As he had an experience, he would not receive just single blessings, but continually, if he kept on giving proper tithes and lived a life in truth. But if it doesn't take this experience as his faith, and does not give proper tithes or live in the truth, he might lose the blessings he has gained. Let me introduce another testimony to you. This believer gave thanks offerings, but not the tithe. But he gained faith through the sermons and began to give tithes. 3 weeks after that, he had an amazing experience. He hadn't received the payment for the construction work he had done for several months, but he received that payment, which was several tens of millions of won at one time. He said he was very thankful for the financial blessing, but he was even happier that he now had peace of heart. So he destroyed the wall of sin. And when he obeyed, he had a peace of mind in his heart. He was thankful that he was happy and peaceful because he was practicing the word of God. Other than this, there were many other testimonies saying they received greater financial blessings or got promoted after giving God all the tithes that they hadn't given. There were many. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in order to receive blessings, keeping the Sunday holy is also important. Since I became a believer, even when I was running a shop before I became a pastor, I never worked on Sundays. After I accepted the Lord, on Sunday, I've never broke the Sunday. I always kept the Lord's Day holy and gave proper tithe. The kind of shop I had usually has the greatest number of customers on Sunday, so we had to be ready to observe the laws. But I had the faith that God could bless me in many other ways. So even if He does not, I couldn't violate keeping the Sunday holy. So what do you think the result was? Other shops in competition had better facilities and lower prices, but people rushed into my shop. Even the customers themselves were saying they didn't know why they were coming to my shop. It was the work of God. So for the 7 years, I was in great debt because I was so sick and I couldn't work. But after I accepted the Lord, I and my wife worked Well, actually, we were able to barely, we were just barely could pay the interest of our debt. But when we live by the word of God one by one, we received blessing. We were able to give all the, we were able to pay all the debts in a very short period. And I was called as a servant of God in their shop. At the age of 40, I went to the seminary college, and I passed the all the seminary, college studies, and I was able to pay all the debt. I received great blessing like this. And I gave charity works a lot. I helped many, many people. I provided meals for the professors when our seminary college went to, spring trip. We provided all the Sunday school teachers. We received blessings like that. And I was the number one who was giving the most tithe. When other shop owners came to see our shop and learned the secrets of success, I just said, you should be a faithful believer in God. There are many among our church members who received blessings for keeping Sunday holy. Because of the nature of the business, some believers get much work on Sundays, so they just thought they couldn't help violating the Sunday. But they listened to the message and repented. They made up their mind to keep the Lord's Day holy, thinking that the works that they get on Sunday are not theirs. They got work that they never expected to get, and their income increased greatly by God's blessings. Dear brothers and sisters, the third secret in the sowing and reaping is that we must not ask with greed. Before that, I would like to ask pastors from Israel. In Israel, churches in Israel, you don't give proper tithe, do you? Raise your hand if you give proper tithe in Israel churches. But that's why your churches are weak. Now, you have to preach this gospel with courage to make your members of your church receive financial blessings. You have to teach your members well so that your members can receive blessings and your churches can stand financially, firmly. When you teach them the right things about tithe. In Israel, we have 30 or so branch churches, and they are all united with this man. Min. Please give this message to them to preach this gospel, give proper tithe. Amen? Okay. The third secret in the sowing and reaping is that we must not ask with greed. Can you discern very well whether you are asking with greed or not? I will continue with this in the next session. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, some say they received blessings by leading a faithful Christian life. But after some time, their faith changes. Then their blessings also go away. Whatever kind of blessing we want to receive, we first have to have spiritual faith and our love for God. Rather than hoping for blessings to appear right in front of our eyes, we must hope for eternal heaven. And you have to understand why Father God sent His only begotten Son to us. If you know this, how can you not love God? You will love God more than anything else. If you understand why our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, and why He wore the crown of thorns, why His hands and feet were nailed, and why His side was pierced by a spear, if you know this reason, how can we not love our Lord Jesus Christ? Of course we should love Him. Father God loved us so much, even to send His own begotten Son. Father God loves you and I so much like that. How can you not love such God? After I was healed, I started to love God. Since then, I have been loving God more than anything else. And it has never been changed. My family, my neighbors, all witnesses. I even gave my wife to God so that she could devote herself for the kingdom of God. My three daughters were all given to God the Father as the servants of God. And now they are great pastors doing great ministries. I gave everything that I have to God. Not only myself. Because such great is our love for God. And such great our Father God is love for us. I was sick. I was ignored and despised God. But Father God loved me, met me, healed me, and blessed me to know heaven and hell. How great His love is. Why isn't that I cannot love God? Even though I was wrongfully accused, I've never complained. I've never had resentment against God. You know this. Even though I was wrongfully accused, I rejoiced and prayed and gave thanks to God. And you are witnesses to it. Why? I know the love of God. And I know Father God will never forsake me. And Father God knows my heart. That I know. That's why I didn't excuse myself. All I had to do was to believe that Father God will solve all these problems when the time comes. I depend only on God, and I gave thanks to God the Father all the time. Then, what did our Father God did to this church? Father God said, I will pay back everything 10 years ago when the 99 incident happened. Now, when the time came, you saw what the result had been. All the people who called me heretic, they are considered as heretic. And there are many pastors who tries to solve that problem. The pastors who are with us today are such. How thankful we are. So in the Lord, even if we are persecuted for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, even if we are wrongfully accused, you don't need to be suffer, because our Father God knows. Father God will give us good name, and He will solve all the problems, and He will fight for us. As we hope for heaven and love God, we will naturally circumcise our hearts. This way, we will be more and more spiritual. Those who have gone into spirit will receive whatever they ask in prayer. The blessing that we receive after going into spirit will never disappear or be shaken. I hope that you will love God and earnestly take hold of heaven by force through loving God with firm faith. May your testimonies and blessings continue abundantly, both in spirit and body, until the day Lord comes back. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love and blessing. Father, let your message become life and faith in their hearts. Father, in this year 2010, we are learning how to receive blessing and how to reap. I explained that we have to circumcise our heart first. And I said we should give proper tithe and keep the Lord's Day holy. Then our Father God will open the storehouse of heaven and pour our blessings onto us. Please help us have hope for heaven and love God and make an effort to make our spirit and soul prosper, to go into spirit, so that we will have unshaken faith and blessing. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I'm going to pray for the sick. Please lay your hand on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father, please lay your hands on these people. Please, transcending space and time, work on these people. Those who receive this prayer through satellites and internet in all the countries and branch church members and the people who receive prayer through GCN and Mamin TV. And all the servants of God and missionaries in overseas countries and the members of 9,000 branch churches. And many people sent their prayer requests along with their pictures. Please lay your hands on them. From Gregory Kolesov from Estonia. Please help his church protected from all the forces of darkness and win the case. Bless him. Pastor Seung-gil Ryu is going to conduct handkerchief prayer meeting in January 27th. Be with him and let many healed people come and be healed and give glory to your Father. Laura Dolbecker from Australia requests prayer for the blood circulation problem. Please lay your hands on her. May the light come on her. All the heartache go away. All the severe fatigue go away. And the pains go away. But please let her walk well, Father. Please let her receive what he lended to others, Father. From France, Deaconess Suno requests a prayer to break self-righteousness and frame through three times of three-day fasting from January 21st to February 10th. Missionary David Kang requests prayer to receive a permanent residentship in France. Nila Mengam from India requests a prayer for the cataract and the pain in his heart and legs and infirmities of his body. Father, please burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and let him become normal, Father. A missionary of China requests prayer for the meetings in two cities of China. Father, please let many people gather together and receive blessing and healing. Len Guiyang requests prayer for the hyperthyroid cancer. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Kan Wenjang requests prayer for the liver cancer. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Su Shiming, asthma, go away. Father, give him wisdom and understanding to study well. Father, please heal Yang Chenghao of severe eye problem. Father, please bless Yang Wang Haiwen so that his mother can be cut off from the idol-worshipping strings. Father, please bless family of Li Chunhai to be evangelized, Father. Father, thank you. Bless all the brothers and sisters here, from head to toe and every intestines and organs and nerve system. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and let them become healthy in spirit and body. Father, please let them hear well, let them see well. Open the eyes, open the ears, Let them speak well and heal all the cancers. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the lung disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, go away. May the light come. Make them all become normal, Father. All the mental problems go away. All the infirmities go away. All kinds of diseases go away. Lung, stomach, or whatever intestines be burned and free from diseases. May the light come. Father, please let their paralyzed body become normal. Father, thank you. Protect us for this week. And let their cars be safe. Let them not make mistake. And protect them from any kind of accidents. Let them receive blessing when they come in or go out. Father, give them peace in the week. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.